I guess just first up, speak to the reaction of the amount of people that were here tonight. A lot of people engaged in this process, which is democracy in action, I guess.
Yeah. I was glad to see the amount of people that showed up. I think we had a good cross section of the opinion in the county. We didn't hear from everyone, obviously, but I was very happy to hear what was said, and I think there was relevant concerns on both sides. So
it sounds like the next step is trying to realistically find an adequate route that is feasible for everyone, and you said basically trying to connect each village or municipality some way, somehow. Is that really what you're looking at now?
That is what I want to see. I want to see them be able to go from each of these small establishments in the small town, New Boston, Joy, Keesburg, Viola, Matherville, all of these places with a small restaurant. I think it would be a very big advantage to those places to have the traffic, and that's what we're working on. And we're going to continue to work with the Mercer County Trails and also road commissioners and that kind of thing, and township boards. It is the road township wise. It's the road commissioner's decision. And right now, we've just got to continue to get that hammered out. So.
Yeah, and then so. Eventually a sticker will have to be purchased. How, because people will be listening and say, how soon will that likely be able to happen?
I would like to see it within the next month or two, honestly, but we've got some work ahead of us, so I'm not going to pin it down.
Yeah. So, I mean, the trail then is the next big step, is establishing what the trail is going to look like.
Yes, and honestly, we don't have to establish a trail. That's initially, or that's what we will do, but we have to make it legal. They have to have roads that are 35 mile an hour to run on. So there are a lot of roads we could reduce the speed on. I mean, would make sense to do that even right now, even if the side-by-sides weren't on the table. So that's what we're looking at, and we've got to work with townships to get it done. So.
And then when I was listening to the conversation here about that dual speed limit issue, if there was a way to do that, has anybody considered or thought about reaching out to the, you know, local state senator or local state rep and see if that's something that could be done in Illinois through a legislative process?
Yeah, to my knowledge, there are multiple pieces of legislation that will strike the 35 mile an hour requirement. If that's the case, that takes the pressure off of us completely, because then they can run on any of the roads that we, if they've got a sticker, they can run on any roads. So if that happens soon, that would be great, but I don't see anything. Illinois doesn't do anything fast other than what we don't like.